You know, the Dallas Foundation's been around almost 100 years. During that time, they have doled out, I don't know, $1 billion, something like that, you know, across the community. It looks like they're going to be around for a while. We know that because Julie Diaz is coming in as the president and CEO. She's been there for a while, but she's now officially the president and CEO of the Dallas Foundation. And Ms. Diaz and I go way back to Green Hill School and others. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David.
So congratulations. So tell us about the Dallas Foundation.
Well, thank you. It is an honor, really, to work with this incredible organization that has been around for 100 years. The mission of the Dallas Foundation is to bring together people, ideas, and investments to Greater Dallas so that individuals and families can reach their full potential.
Well, that's easy enough. So you've been, I've always known you as a hunter-gatherer, you know, in development offices and, you know, getting the money in. Now you get to go, now you cross over and you get to dole it out, too. Is that, that's part of the job of the foundation, right, is vetting?
It is. It's an important part of the foundation. And what's really attracted me when I arrived was working on, as you say, sort of both sides of the aisle. What's incredible is when we say bringing people together, we're bringing both philanthropists together and also nonprofits and the organizations that they support. And so we have a really wonderful role, almost a fulcrum of being able to guide donors on interests and causes that they care about, while also lifting up really the important needs and communities that we serve for Greater Dallas.
Well, and finding new causes too. I would guess that, you know, you wake up every morning and somebody new is at your doorstep.
Well, for me, certainly arriving in 2019, pre-COVID, it was an amazing opportunity to see our community come together, the philanthropic community and the nonprofits, and how we were able to leverage incredible support. And so now on the heels of that, we really see how the need has shifted and also grown exponentially. I also think with the growth in the Dallas community, the needs of our citizens is going to continue to escalate, whether it's housing, which we all see, food insecurity, educational needs, the list goes on and on.
Well, the needs are going to be there, and you're right. I mean, they're certainly escalating. But now we've got this interesting transfer that's taking place. All of the baby boomers, all of us baby boomers, you know, have had a pretty good run. And it's the economy's been pretty good. We've made a lot of money. Now it's going on to the next generation. And the question is, what is that generation going to be like? Are they going to be givers too? And how are they going to?
Well, it is a great opportunity for us. And I think as a community foundation, we pride ourselves on working with local people who want to make a difference. And we are working with families today as that great wealth transfer happens. The latest number I heard was $84 trillion. I don't know if that's the next decade, but it's pretty amazing if you think about it. And so for those people who really are interested in making a difference, using philanthropy is a really important tool, both with the wealth transfer and your estate issues. You know, we can provide that support for you and your family and next gen. We also do a tremendous amount of working just with families on how to talk about money and philanthropy. And it's really one of our superpowers.
$84 trillion. That's a lot of money to go after. And I would think it's going to attract all sorts of people. I mean, you have competition, right? Like, just like any other business.
We have big competition. Certainly for in the commercial space, you know, whether it's Fidelity or Schwab, and we have competition there. They offer the similar vehicles of donor advised funds, which are really a significant part of the Dallas Foundation's business. But we also have some local competition, but, you know, it keeps us focused and our strategy aligned.
Does your name limit you at all? I mean, the Dallas Foundation, like I say, it's 100-year-old roots. And now all of the growth is in Collin County and cities that I'd never heard of before that all seem to be named after women, you know. Melissa,
well,
and places
certainly,
like that.
You know, Dallas is an anchor, and it is, you know, one of the largest growing Metroplex is in the country. And so for our board-directed grant making, we really focus on Dallas County, but our donors give all over. 60% of our grant making really stays within the state, but we have people who care a lot about other areas of the country where they may live or their children may live, or they have found medical issues and they want to support those things. So we can really provide that kind of guidance and philanthropic advising outside of just our footprint.
You've got to keep up with the laws too, right? I mean, they keep changing. And while, just doing good is a, I'm sure, a primary motivation for everybody, the ability to, have a tax break and doing it and how you get one, that's become important too. Do you
Yeah,
have
you've been
lobbyists?
studying up, huh? Compliance is hugely important. First and foremost, we are a fiduciary and we take very seriously following obviously the law and how we can function within that. And so there's some new regulations through Treasury that may be coming down the pike, and we're paying close attention to that. But we have some good oversight from our Board of Governors and obviously, counsel.
Is there a next big thing in your business around here? One thing I think about here is the medical community is really growing in this area, and biotechnology and experimentation and testing and sort of leading edge. Is that a beneficiary?
Well, I think, we benefit from being a part of a really robust community. And currently our offices are over at Pegasus Park, and we feel
Well, you're
very,
surrounded by it then.
yes, we love it and it's exciting and there's tremendous growth. And so we learn from the people that are there, and we are the founding partner of the Water Cooler, which has 35 nonprofit organizations working in one space. So I feel like this community continues to grow and evolve, and the Dallas Foundation can play a critical role. But at the end of the day, David, we've got 29,000 people in Dallas County who still go hungry every day. One in four kids living in poverty. Kids in third grade, not 50% of children not reading at grade level. I mean, it's just some fundamental things that we really care about when we look at early childhood and families.
And you've got your work cut out for you, and it's good work indeed. Julie Diaz is the newly selected president and CEO of the Dallas Foundation. It's always good to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.